Radio Network.
Questions, Dr. Chief Pachinik. Dr. Pachinik's happy to answer any of your questions. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've been covering a wide spectrum of ideas and information. I was talking to Doc during the break, and I said, you know, what else do you want to get into? And he said, well, you know, Europe's going under, their currencies are imploding. We've got to talk about basically what we face economically and the fact that we need to point out who the big private bankers are who have got us into this situation, and they need to be punished criminally. They've committed crimes publicly. Even Rolling Stone had a big article that the Senate committee has found it was criminal, so start the indictments. Where are the indictments? Because if they get away with this, they can get away with even more. I think what you're talking about earlier with this criminal class is we're having to finance this political inside crony capitalist class at the expense of all our liberties and our freedom, and that America is on a razor's edge, and that's why you as an insider are you know, coming out.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm not coming out. I've always been out.
No, I know.
In terms of truth. And I've been more than happy to take down institutions, whether they're civilian, foreign. That's not an issue for me. That's my professional expertise, and I've done it in many organizations, restructured them. I save lives, and I work on changing lives. The real issue for us is to understand we do have criminals. These are the heads of Citigroup, where they receive incredible amounts of money. The names are Blank Fine, who's the CEO of Goldman Sachs. You have Rubin, who was a consultant while the subprime came in and was our former Secretary of Treasury and received $75 million as he was a consultant to Citigroup while the subprime came in. And when he was asked what in fact happened, he said, I don't know. I wasn't involved. I mean, what nonsense. And we have a brilliant banking committee that did a brilliant job of writing up what happened. I mean, the SEC went in there and investigated. The financial committee, led by Peter Angelides, wrote a brilliant book, The Financial Crisis, in the inquiry report, and so did the Senate. And I think it's time for the American public to demand indictments. It's not as if we don't know where the crooks are. They're in Citigroup. They're in Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase Manhattan. You have them in Wells Fargo. You have them in the mortgage companies. They're all listed here in the federal documents. The answer now is for your public to stop whining, stop complaining, and stop seeing conspiracies and worrying about whether Steve Pachinik is going to get killed or not, because it's hard to spell his last name. Good God. I mean, I've had Noriega chase me, and he can't even spell it correctly every week. So the issue really to worry about is how do you get these people indicted so the future understands you cannot commit criminal acts, financial acts against the American public, no matter what your name is, and particularly if your name is Goldman Sachs. And this can't continue. So that's where the American public has to start. It has to say, give me back my money. Whether it's GM and you have a man who's supporting the communist propaganda machinery, or whether it's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase Manhattan, and Wells Fargo, and other banks that have outrightly corrupted and admitted that they committed criminal acts, yet nobody has put them in prison because your politicians, the head of your Senate Finance Committee, the subcommittees on finance are all funded by these guys. So unless the American public demands through Twitter protests peacefully, demands they be investigated and indicted, this will not happen. Now, let me tell you one thing. It is clear in the financial crisis report that the real heroes of a lot of this institution are the attorney generals of the different states, all of whom came in and said these federal rules and regulations are totally inappropriate to have national banks coming into state governments and created subprime mortgages.
Stay there.
And a lot of the attorney generals of the different states should be awarded for the fact that they stood up, including the Manhattan Attorney General. Now you have Cyrus Vance Jr. as an Attorney General in Manhattan. These people should be applauded for going after these criminals.
All right, stay there, Doc. Got a break. Very great points. We'll be right back after the break.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse? And that the Secretary General of the United Nations has always been a socialist from the day that it was founded? Therefore, it can only bring about a one-world communist government. Do you realize that they will be in charge of all weaponry that the United States and every other nation turns over to it? Any nation that rebels, they will just send the nuclear weapon to bring it into subjection. We'd like to help you understand how these world events are going to affect you in the near future by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was just talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik about how we get this country back. States' rights, nullification. He was bringing up all these attorney generals trying to go after Obama with the carbon tax moves, trying to block that, going after Goldman Sachs and others for their criminal activities. I mean, trillions have been stolen, and the precedent cannot be allowed to stand that they're going to get away with this. Dr. Pachinik, finish up with that point, and we're going to go to some phone calls.
I think Cornel West, who's a professor at Princeton, an African-American, said it best, that Obama is a black man representing the plutocracy and the money interests of Wall Street. And this is unacceptable. And he has to be held accountable. The guys on Wall Street have to go to prison. This is not a whether, if, or not. And I congratulate the attorney generals and the FBI and the various federal organizations that are cutting into this issue, the SEC, the new one, the Office of Comptroller, and other people who will go in and regulate them, but they have to go to prison. Department of Justice is now has to get involved, as does the FBI. So I have great faith in the ability for us to hold people accountable. Let's go to the phones if you want.
Any other points on ideas to expose this kleptocracy, this banking kleptocracy?
Yeah. I mean, basically, you know, let's talk about AIG. What AIG was for, selling insurance all over the world. In many ways, it was a cover for the CIA and operatives. And really, what does it do? It reinsures those people who have to have insurance or create financial instruments that don't exist. So you have this whole Ponzi scheme that's still in existence, where men like Geithner and Bernanke and others who really have never been in the world of real business, they've all been, quote, policy thinkers, which is something else we have to get rid of, because these are the welfare clients of the United States, these so-called think tanks in Washington. There's nothing more than an elaborate welfare system for people who have no jobs. And basically, we start to have to go back to the devolution of federal power and getting back down to the state level and the county level, where we can start initiating tax-free zones, where we can start businesses and getting the American worker back in there, the mechanic, the truck driver who doesn't have to pay $5 a gallon in diesel, the librarian who can make a living, the teachers who make more than $23,000 versus the $68 million that a banker makes for nothing else than just processing paper. And the Wall Street Journal of newspapers say that he's indispensable, which is absurd. So the American public has to hold these people accountable. And once we do, we can go forward. But in the meantime, I think America will be turning around, because China's in trouble right now. Their interest rates are going up. The middle class is going up. Again, using Sina and Twitter, I think the Chinese public will attack the Chinese government. And I think the Chinese government has a very serious problem, and I've said it repeatedly, of trying to suppress 1.3 billion Chinese, and they have a serious water problem right now. They have a serious drought problem. And their money, unlike our own system, is based on social stability, where our system of capitalism is based on profit. The Chinese system is based on social stability, which means if they don't keep out loaning money, that is the Communist Party, they will have unrest, the likes of which they've never seen. And let me give you an idea. In a typical normal year under the Communist Party in China right now, a year ago, they had 75,000 riots for corruption. That's a normal year. Now you take a year like now, where you have increased interest rates, unemployment, where students are exceedingly smart in China and very well educated, more so than in many cases our own students, where they speak several languages, and there are no jobs for them. So the Chinese government has to be put on alert, saying, you're in trouble. You're in major trouble. If you want to expand to Pakistan, you want to expand all over the world, you've got bigger problems internally than anybody else has. And now it's our turn to remain a superpower by getting our forces out of Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Middle East, and start to work on redeploying our assets and our dollars transferred to civilian works, major structures for employment, not to get the banks out of trouble, but employment, real jobs, real people, and get the normal salaries that they deserve.
All right, let's go to phone calls. Good points there. Bill in Connecticut, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Hi, Dr. Pachanik.
Hi.
I have two points. First is, I don't know how we'll be able to resolve the financial mess when, as you said, we have this collusion between the politicians and the banks and even AIG. So you have the Federal Reserve giving money to both AIG and Goldman Sachs. And AIG was actually insuring Goldman Sachs' debts.
No, AIG was the holding company to then break the money up on one hand, and then on the other hand, they were giving money directly. And then, of course, the Federal Reserve is just a holding company for Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and a handful of others. And so it's just all one big mafia up there.
Well, I think what the gentleman's getting to, and I agree with you, is the only way I can see it is that we have to hold them. The report says it very clearly, even their own federal report, that we do have to put some people in prison, not the Bernie Madoffs only, and not the guys who are insider trading. That's a distraction. talking about the president CEOs of AIG. You're talking about the president CEOs of Goldman Sachs, of J.P. Morgan. Once they're in prison, they're going to understand that this is not just a game where you can fool the public, and then you're going to have to put some of it, your congressmen and senators like Dodd, Barney Frank, held accountable, Max Baucus, all of these men who've been funded by AIG, J.P. Morgan, and they think this is all so cute because they can be in bed with them. That's not going to occur unless the American public insists. Let's hold them accountable.
No, I agree. We need to start beating the drums. I mean, even Rolling Stone said, Senate committee proves it's criminal, send them to prison. It's time for hundreds of these prominent bankers and some of these members of Congress to be clapped in irons, taken in, given a jury trial, and sent to prison. And I'm not talking about country clubs. And that will teach these criminals. Folks, if you don't keep corruption under control, you will fall apart like North Korea or Mexico. And they're trying to win and set the precedent that they can get away with this and use a police state against us. It is us or them. Send them to prison. Bill, thank you so much. Rand?
Let me say something. Nothing is more humiliating to Wall Street than to see Blank Fine or the heads of AIG and other people in Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, literally arrested during the daytime by the FBI. They know how to do it. And trounced right out there in handcuffs, sent to prison. And let me tell you, that is an effective deterrent to everybody, including if you go into the Senate, you go into Congress, and you look at Barney Franks and Christopher Dodd and Max Baucus, and you look at all the ones in the Financial Senate Committee, both on the Republican, Democrat, put handcuffs on them, send them right through the daytime and show them on TV, and believe me, this will shut down this collusion. It works very effectively. Yeah. It's a counter psyops, but it works.
Rand in New York, you're on the air with Dr. Pachinik.
You know, the American public has been dumbed down. I mean, we're dumber than a bag of concrete at this point. They've got an efficient propaganda arm called mass media. I mean, it's like, right, I mean, Bin Laden's been dumped in the ocean. What next? He washes up on Gilligan's Island? You know, I mean, it's like, you know, what are we going to be believing next? How are we going to fight this, you know, when they've got everybody so dumbed down and such, you know, I mean, the propaganda that they've got is just
well,
so
Rand, let me say something, though, and I want you to continue. But look, I mean, let's get real here. There's a process of awakening. People that want to be dumb are spectators. They're not on the field. We've got 100-to-1 people on the field against these folks. And so, yes, there are some dumbed-down people, but there's a big awakening happening. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Mainstream media has about a 12. And so everybody isn't buying it. It's just that we don't know we're the majority because we still buy that final psyop that we're alone because we're not arrogant, and that actually plays against us because we are so humble. The truth is, let me tell you something I told you yesterday. Okay, just as a bellwether, I am known. My face is known from YouTube, the internet, radio show, newspapers and stuff, okay? 5 years ago, I'd get off a plane in New York, walk down a street for 30 minutes, five people come over to me. Now I get off a plane in New York and walk, I can't go 10 feet. I can't eat in restaurants. I can go to L.A., Austin, anywhere. And I can walk in a bar to pick up food to take home. Almost everyone leaves the pool tables, whatever, comes over to me. And I'm not going, ooh, look, Alex Jones is well known. The point is that you have no idea how powerful the liberty movement is. Don't underestimate. Dr. Pachinik, any comments?
I totally agree with Alex Jones. I've always been a great supporter of his. I don't care what my title is, conspiracist, truist, it doesn't really matter. But I want you to understand, and I want all of your listeners to understand, the American Revolution was not started by a majority of the people in the United States. It was started by a few. I don't have to go over the narrative.
3%, 3%.
Alex Jones have been remaining in there, and the Thomas Jeffersons, the Madisons, the John Adams. This is just a continuation of what our founding fathers said. No matter what the mainstream media is, no, the American public is not dumbed down. They are tired. There's a lot of information. They're overwhelmed, and they will say it. But there are no, you know, we are not dumb rummies. The American public is not a dumb rummy. Every politician is going to learn that at the expense of his or her career and possibly life. But the point of fact is you have a lot of people in the government, in both the civilian and military government, who agree with what Alex Jones is saying and what he's doing. And so do I. I'm not coming out of the closet. I've always been somebody who's told people exactly what they think. I've thrown the President of the United States out.
No, Doc, I agree with you. We got to go right. We got to go to break.
There are Americans like that.
But just to be clear, Doc, I wasn't saying, oh, look, I'm big. I want to be clear.
I understand what you're saying.
The average person.
You're fighting for it, and people believe in you, as I do.
Well, but, I mean, more than that. People don't know what Steve Pachinik looks like. They don't know what, Johnny Sixpack looks like. Because I am public, I get an idea of how many people are awake and angry. That's what I'm saying. Most people aren't in that position to really get the real gauge. And I'm telling you, folks, it is exploding.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoodsDirect has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible when you order three of any qualified pack. You will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
After, we're going to premiere here on air Obama bombshell, birth certificate, a forgery. We have gone over it. It's undoubtedly a forgery. And we break that down. Dr. Corsi is coming out. He's always very careful. They've done an analysis. He's going to release it tomorrow. It is fake. And that's another question for Dr. Pachinik. Why would they put out such a shoddy fake? Well, Dr. Corsi thinks that, and we're going to go to more of your calls here in a minute. We're keeping until 40 after so we can get to all of them that are currently on the board. He thinks that they couldn't go to an agency because people might leak it or blow the whistle, so they had to have somebody in the camp do it. But you can see where it's low res, and then it's high res where they've changed things. The typewriter font is generated by a computer. It's called Caring. That's confirmed just across the board. And also, you can tell that it's a computer because you have typewriter typing where you blow it up, and it's the exact same letter, even down to the pixel. Now, understand, like a snowflake or a fingerprint, every typewriter strike is unique because the way it hits the ribbon, the way it slams down around the edges, creates the microscopic fingerprint of that unique strike, depending on how hard you pushed and how it struck and how the paper was loaded. The thing is a stinking fake. Dr. Pachinik, we're going to finish up with the awakening that's happening, the positive news we talked about during the break, and then finish up with Chris, Michael, Mark, Bob, and Brett. We got to get to those callers, and we're so honored to have you. StevePachinik.com is a great site. Folks can find out more about all your work there, or so much of your work there. But I know you probably haven't fully looked into this, or you may have. You may not want to speak to it, but we've looked at it. Corsi's looked at it. There's no doubt it's fake. Why would they put out such a ridiculous fake? Do they want to make this a diversionary issue, or are they that shoddy? Or do you think it's real?
I don't think the birth certificate, I think it's a total distraction. Let's go back to a statement that I made about a week ago when I said, if my mother had been a major CIA operative in the 1960s, a single white female going into a Muslim country like Indonesia who had a PhD in the very sophisticated subjects of anthropology, sociology, or teaching, and taught English and was trained at the East-West Center in Hawaii, which, by the way, was under my jurisdiction as Deputy Assistant Secretary of East Asia. And I know we used that legitimately as a front for the CIA, and she probably was on a contract to the CIA, was a CIA officer. Then the question is really not even relevant about birth certificate. The question is, why doesn't Obama accept the fact that his mother was a CIA operative, his grandmother had worked in the banking system of Hawaii, was also in a CIA operation, and why is it that the CIA has a narrative that doesn't really make sense? It's again that old story.
So that's why they're covering up, is to cover up the intelligence agency family, and there's even more than just those involved, as Wayne Matz and others have documented. Why are they covering that up? So there's definitely a cover up, but you're right. If he's born out of the country in a CIA, then you know still he's an American citizen.
Yeah, I mean, whether he's American or not is not the issue. The issue is, why is the intelligence narrative so distractive, and why was it imposed again on the American public in a way that very few people really knew who Obama was, other than Chicago and that he came out of nowhere, which wasn't exactly true. There's a CIA narrative that goes way back from 1960s. It comes now, and once again, as I said, the intelligence narrative is not good, as it was not good in 9/11, and it was not good with Osama bin Laden's death. This has nothing to do with conspiracy. You could look at the NSA records. She's on record for having been in the CIA. You can look at the CIA documents. I mean, this is absurd. Basically, you have a family who worked for the CIA, which is legitimate. I mean, the CIA should be very proud of this, that in the 1960s, they were able to recruit young single women to work in the areas of expertise in dealing with Russians who were involved in the overthrow of a coup of Suharto. Now, why they have to impose that narrative on the American public again 30 years later and 40 years later bespeaks the fact that the CIA may be out of control and the CIA is no longer relevant to either foreign affairs or domestic.
But Doc, I understand it's an
Americans have to deal with and hold the Subcommittee on Intelligence accountable. Mr. Berman, who works in the House Intelligence Committee, should answer these questions.
I know, but I'm asking you,
American public,
briefly, we're going to break. Why would they put out a fake one?
because, I don't know, because the narrative does not work. It is a disaster. They have messed up from the beginning. Again, it's the Osama bin Laden, but put on Obama. The narratives are not working anymore. The public is too sophisticated.
We'll be right back. We're going to jam in calls, 1 minute per caller, because we got to get to this birth certificate video. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, final segment. Just got a few minutes left with Dr. Steve Pachenik. I want to jam in a few of your calls. We'll definitely have him back up and maybe just do calls, because I love the questions listeners bring up. Chris, Michael, Mark, Bob, Brett, please just have a quick question or comment for Dr. Pachenik. He's got to have quick answers. Chris in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Pachenik. For years, the thing I couldn't understand about the whole 9/11 fiasco was how nobody from within government had the guts to stand up and come forward. And obviously things have changed, and you have restored a little bit of faith in my government, for me at least.
By the way, there have been a lot of whistleblowers from 9/11. Sybil Edmonds, Colonel Schaefer, the list goes on for hours, but go ahead.
I have been on the phone, sir, all day with the Attorney General, State Attorney General from New York, And their offices and their officers and investigators have also been on the phone with the district attorney in Lower Manhattan, who would have jurisdiction over a crime of this magnitude, obviously. Did you know, sir, that the district attorney in Lower Manhattan is Cyrus Vance Jr.?
Yes, I knew that. That's the son. I believe it's the son of the man I worked with, Cyrus Vance.
Yeah, here's the headline. D.A. Vance announces arraignment of Dominic Strauss-Kahn for sexual assault in a hotel, Cyrus Vance Jr.
Correct. Well, they are very, very eager to hear from you. They want to speak with you regarding impaneling a grand jury investigation to hear what you have said. I have their phone number here if you'd like it.
Not at this particular point, but if they're happy to reach me, they know where to get me.
Okay, I have given them all your contact information, and actually, if you guys want to hear the interview that I conducted with their senior lead investigator at the district attorney's office, you can find that at 911dude.net.
All right, we'll look it up. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the people in New Hampshire.
All right, thank you so much. I got to jump to the next caller. That's interesting. Obviously, Dr. Pachinik can find their number. He says he's ready to be contacted by him. Getting deeper into this, Doc. Michael in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'd like to offer a brief observation and a synopsis of a solution that I've spent the last year of my life working on. And get Steve's informed comments on that, if you
would
mind.
Real fast, go ahead.
Okay. Well, the observation is this. Currently, law enforcement, they use rewards for the arrest of and conviction of criminals, and it works very well. It doesn't take a whole lot of money to get really good results. But oddly enough, you see all the criminals that you've been talking about today on today's show, These law enforcement agencies, they're not offering rewards for their arrest. That's a very interesting observation. And because of this, I've spent the last year of my life working on a website called arrestwanted.com. And this is a website where Americans can directly contribute to
now,
rewards.
I've seen it, sir. You've sent it to us. We put money in and there's an award for somebody. That could be construed putting bounties out, extrajudicial bounties out. And I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Michigan. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead, quickly, please.
Hello, Alex, Dr. Pachinik. I was on, I believe it was Drudge Report a couple of good days ago, and they were talking about the 10 people that have turned up dead with regards to the BP Gulf oil spill, and also that the most experienced deep water drilling manager at the time was removed from the platform just before they came to the most critical stage, and they brought in a rookie to take charge of the platform. And then all of a sudden, you know, we have the spill, and Obama shuts down all drilling out in the Gulf, and shortly thereafter, he announces how he wants to be the best customer for Brazil. And then it comes out, to actually, believe it or not, on Beck, how George Soros owns 25 million shares of this oil company down there in Brazil. And it just seems like the same modus operandi that we're seeing with 9/11 and how the government's working and big money working against us and our nation.
Well, I can tell you BP is not a very effective organization. The shareholders are already questioning the management and CEO. He just messed up a major deal with Russia. So BP is on notice for the stockholders that they're not happy. So whatever else you can say, it's just not a very effective company.
All right.
Well,
we've only got a minute or two left. Bob in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Alex, thank you for the opportunity to speak
sure.
to someone of Dr. Pachinik's reputation and character. My question is this for Dr. Pachinik. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to read a Chinese document on unrestricted warfare. My question is, if he had a chance to read that document, is it still valid today?
I know the document you're referring to. Basically, the Chinese warfare doctrine states that they will do a low-tech war and that they will not allow any incursion into their sphere of influence, which they determined to be quite extensive in South China Sea. And they've had real problems now with Vietnam, the Philippines, and and the Spratly Islands, and we're aware of that. The SyncPAC is doing a very good monitoring and management of that whole area, but the Chinese are very aggressive, contrary to what they claim. They're exceedingly aggressive, but yes, I'm aware of the Chinese war doctrine. They're very aggressive.
All right, thank you so much. We're just out of time. Sorry to Brett and others. StevePachinik.com. Doc, you've been very nice to spend time with us. A very interesting perspective on the world. We appreciate your courage coming here on the broadcast. And I'm going to go to this video, Obama Bombshell, here in just a moment. But I'd like you to stay on hold so I can say bye to you once we go off air. But thank you for spending time with us.
Oh, it's an honor. It's a pleasure. And I do appreciate the audience. And please, rest assured that you will be able to have an impact on our government, thanks to Alex and other people. It has nothing to do with me, but we have an amazing public in America, and we can't be fooled repeatedly. And remember, each generation has to fight for its own democracy. So that's where we are right now.
Absolutely. Dr. Pachinik, again, thank you for joining us. Folks, we're about to go to the premiere of this video. It'll go up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in a few minutes. Help get it out to everybody. Here's the premiere of the streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv and the audio for radio listeners. Obama Bombshell, new birth certificate, a forgery. It is a 10.5-minute special presentation, Obama Bombshell, new birth certificate, a forgery. Help get this out to everyone. Our previous video is already the top link on YouTube. Here it is.
Now, I know that there's going to be a segment of people for which, no matter what we put out, this issue will not be put to rest. But I'm speaking to the vast majority of the American people, as well as to the press. We do not have time for this kind of silliness. We got better stuff to do.
I've got some very important breaking news for you dealing with the whole President Obama birth certificate issue. But before I get into the latest developments, I want to make it clear. In the last 3 years, I did not embrace the birther issue. I'm somebody that questions government. Look at Nixon lying to us. Look at Clinton lying about Monica Lewinsky and then Cruz missiling a African aspirin factory as a political diversion. Look at George W. Bush premeditatedly lying about WMDs in Iraq and being caught. So it's good to question. But there's all these real issues out there that Obama needs to be confronted on. Continuing torture, wars, giving health care waivers to his friends that I'll have to get the insurance. So many things. And I've wanted to focus on that. So when this whole birth certificate issue first got raised 3 years ago, I thought it was a red herring, a distraction from issues. But then a year or so later, when they released this government receipt of a birth certificate and told everybody that this was the original, and that nothing else existed, and you were a crazy conspiracy theorist if you believe that a long form existed.
Looney Tunes, and this craziness has spread to Capitol Hill for real now. Well, everybody's getting on the zoo bus when it comes to this question. Nutty questions about the president's birth certificate are being fueled by conservative talk show hosts like Rushbaugh himself and, of course, some others like Lou Dobbs.
Yeah.
I'm showing you his birth certificate.
Oh, I can't.
It's on the screen now. Take a close look.
I knew that that was a lie. I knew that I had the original blueprint with my feet prints and my weight and the doctor's signature on it. I knew that that was a lie, but still I said, who knows? Then the White House spent over $2 million fighting lawsuits that were trying to get his long-form birth certificate released. Then the governor-elect, Abercrombie, of Hawaii, said in January as he was going into office that he would get the original birth certificate and release it. Then he told some of the newspapers there in Hawaii that he looked for it and couldn't find it. And I started saying to myself, man, this is really weird. Even if he couldn't find it, he's a Democrat, why would he say that he couldn't find it? It got stranger and stranger. Then about a month before this book was set to come out, Where's the Birth Certificate, by Dr. Jerome R. Corsi, Obama out of the blue comes out and gives a press conference and laughs about it and says, here is my original birth certificate. Here's the long form. I'm like, wow, they're being honest. Long form. So I said, good, we can put this red herring to bed and now focus on the real issues. like Obama going along with the Republicans in the continued banker bailout of tens of trillions of dollars. But then our phone started ringing, and we saw major Photoshop blogs that weren't even political looking at this and pointing out that when you put it in Illustrator, you could break it into layers. And that's normal, except that normally it only shows two layers. There were a whole bunch of different layers, and different areas were more pixelated and were lower res than other areas, showing clearly that it had been altered and Photoshopped. Then I began to notice that this was a typewriter, but if you blew up letters printed by the typewriter, stamped by the typewriter, that they were exact copies of each other, which is impossible. A typewriter is a key striking the ink ribbon, and depending on how hard you hit it or how it strikes the paper, each one is different, like a fingerprint or a snowflake. Then I noticed that in the same type, there were different letters from a different font. You've got the code number out of sequence and out of date. It was as if this had been forged on purpose to make this the issue. And I pointed that out in our YouTube video that's gotten over 600,000 views on the subject, that this is a shoddy fraud. It's well known that they have federal agencies like the CIA and others that are masters at making near-perfect forgery. So why was this so shoddy? And why would Obama counter Donald Trump going around talking about the birth certificate issue and Dr. Corsi's book that was about to come out if it was a fraud, if it was a joke, if it didn't matter? And as soon as we looked at this document, it was clearly a fraud, clearly a forgery. And we asked ourselves, why? So understand, ladies and gentlemen, I'm nonpartisan. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a libertarian. I don't like the Republicans or the Democrats, and I'm on record for that. I simply look at things and break down the facts. Now, the new information enters the story, and here's where it gets crazy. Today, Esquire, a known attack dog and political partisans of the Democratic Party, came out and savaged WorldNet Daily published book by Dr. Corsi, Where's the Birth Certificate? And put out this huge hoax saying that it was being recalled, 200,000 copies, that Joseph Farah, the owner of WorldNet Daily, had chewed out Jerome Corsi, and that he was offering for people to get their money back and for publishers to send it in. And this was not done by a satire writer. This was not done by somebody who noted on the article that it was satire. Once the story launched and Joseph Farah said he was going to sue or was thinking about suing, then they added a little blurb at the bottom saying, hey, this is satire. Now, this does a lot of things here. It shows the White House is desperate. This came out on the same day that the White House told ABC News and others that they're going to run, not on Obama's record of basically being a Bush clone minus different rhetoric, and that they were going to put out T-shirts about the birth certificate and make it a big joke because they don't want to focus on the issues. So clearly, in a concerted effort, they're still afraid of this book. They come out and create a hoax saying it's been discredited. The publisher has removed it. He's taking it off bookstore shelves. You can get your money back, trying to create a grassroots buzz for people to try to get their money back. I mean, this is economic espionage. This is an extremely dirty trick. And if the White House has already discredited all this, and this is their new campaign slogan, why then would they engage in this type of just unbelievably dirty trick? And it's because they are scared. Well, it now turns out that Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be coming out in the next few days, including on my radio show this Friday, and breaking down their forensic experts that have proven that basically this is a composite of multiple real Hawaiian birth certificates from 1961. And that is what we had said a month ago when all this first broke. Again, at first on air, I was like, well, okay, looks like it's real. We'll have to check it. But there you go. Let's move on to real issues. And then we look at it, and it's like, oh, my God, this thing is fake on purpose. So either it's they didn't want to use an agency, and they used Bob down the hall to do it because they were afraid of leaks, to make a good fake, a good forgery, or they are simply engaging in a psyop trying to make the whole debate continue to be about the birth certificate because it's balkanizing and divides the people along an issue that doesn't deal with the banker bailouts and the corruption and all the things that both major parties are involved in. But either way you slice it, this thing has been altered. I mean, in more than 50 ways, and that's conservative. Then you've got the White House releasing the latest final birth certificate, and it's got this green hash background that is not on the copy that the Associated Press reportedly went to the stacks and got. And Dr. Corsi says he's going to produce evidence showing that they basically have gone in and inserted this into the book, the same book in the archives that Governor Abercrombie couldn't find. And then you have the fact that this doesn't even have the official seal. None of them do. Not the first AP, well, not the one the White House released. And, again, I could go on for hours. This is a giant mystery, a giant whodunit. I don't know why they put out this fake birth certificate. He may have been born in Hawaii. I would rather debate Obama on the issues, just like I'm against most of the Republican people that are running. Ladies and gentlemen, it's up to all of us to figure out exactly what's happening. But the norm for presidents in these corrupt administrations is to lie to us. And we have Obama come out and tell us that this is his birth certificate when they told us 2.5 years ago that the last copy was the official birth certificate and nothing else existed. We've been lied to so much by government that we would be idiots to just believe what they told us because they told us. It is common sense to question these people. And I wish we could end this issue, but it's only getting deeper. And maybe that's what they want.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Ooh, Lord, in my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, in my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy.
Here's another psychological warfare example. And a headline reads, panic at Minnesota airport when TSA conducts drill and doesn't tell police. Or other headlines, panic at high school when police don't tell teachers or students it's a hostage-taking drill. They don't ever want to announce these to create the psychological fear and the perception in the community that there are real terrorists threatening you. Okay? And I was just watching more of Obama's speech that's ongoing. Every time Bush or Obama is launching a new anti-terror initiative, Al-Qaeda releases text or videos or generally audio agreeing with whatever they're saying, agreeing with global warming being real, saying how great the rebels are that are globalist-backed, going along with the official story, just like Al-Qaeda came out on a message board. Oh, somebody said on a message board that bin Laden is dead and it's true. And just like Obama said, it's all true. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And then I get emails and I see comments on our YouTube videos saying, oh, Alex, what do you got to say now? You're discredited. Al-Qaeda has come out and admitted he's dead. Oh, really? On a message board? Really? I mean, I could go on some Arabic message board and say that I was Santa Claus and that I admit to coming down people's chimneys at night. Is the Associated Press going to run with headlines with it? And coming up in the next hour, ahead of our guest, I'm going to spend a lot of time on the economy. I'm going to spend a lot of time on Iran and Pakistan. And the fact that more and more the Pentagon is moving towards a full-out occupation of Pakistan. Ron Paul's now warning that's the scuttlebutt in Congress. That video and press releases up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Ron Paul, U.S. may try to occupy Pakistan. But speaking of hoaxes, this is a classic tactic. The media will come out and say, everyone knows Alex Jones is discredited. Or everyone knows Ron Paul's discredited. Everyone knows the moon is made of Swiss cheese. And Esquire, which I've noticed is the particular mouthpiece of the White House for Democratic White Houses attacking people and putting out disinfo, breaking Jerome Corsi's birther book pulled from shelves. And they put this out yesterday, one of their news reporters, Breaking Politics section, saying that Joseph Farah had cussed out Dr. Jerome Corsi, that he called all the bookstores and said, recall them, voluntarily send them back to me. I'm having them destroyed. Contact WorldNet Daily. We'll give you your money back, which is a form of economic warfare on one front, trying to bankrupt the hundreds of thousands of copies that are out there, by the way, selling quite well, to create the illusion and the idea that it's being recalled so that it's that discredited thing. This is targeting people that aren't really paying attention. And the news picked it up for a few hours. Oh, book recalled, discredited. That's like the New York Post saying Jesse Ventura had backed off of his claim that bin Laden had been dead for years. We got Ventura on. He said, I never said that. Where's the source? There was no source. This is thinking of you as an idiot. This is insulting your intelligence. And so it's meant to bankrupt them. It's meant to create the illusion that they're discredited. And Farah came out and said, this is absolutely made up. And he's going to have to sue them now. He has to. He's been economically damaged, big time. He's got to get his honor. And they panicked yesterday evening after this being up all day, or up for a long time, and came out and said, it's satire. See? That's because the White House is scared of this birth certificate issue. We're going to break it down.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.